CBS World News brings you the CBS Morning News Roundup with reports from its correspondents at home and abroad called in by Alan Jackson. But first, hear the highlights of the news as received up to 8 a.m. Eastern Wartime, Tuesday, August 7th. Tokyo admits extensive damage caused by the atomic bomb at Hiroshima. New air attacks have been thrown against Japan. Washington and other allied capitals are buzzing with speculation about the new bomb and its possibilities. Now here's Alan Jackson with a CBS feature, News of the World.
Almost 24 hours have passed since we first learned of the atomic bomb and its use against the city of Japan. And even now, after hearing many times the description of this new weapon, its capabilities continue to tempt human imagination. Our senses reel in awe from the staggering import of this new advancement in science. Words written and spoken on the subject since the announcement first came from President Truman about 11 o'clock yesterday morning already are encyclopedic in volume. And yet the subject grows more interesting and fantastic with each new detail, however minute. What this new discovery can mean for a peacetime world, even though its commercial possibilities lie years, if not generations ahead, is almost beyond the comprehension of mere humans. One bomb has been tested, and results were noted for hundreds of miles around. One bomb has been dropped on a Japanese city. So far, headquarters hasn't been able to determine the amount of damage caused, or photographic planes that flew over the ill-fated town of Hiroshima several hours later still were unable to pierce the heavy pall of smoke and dust that clouded out that particular spot of Japan. Tokyo radio this morning finally acknowledged the use of the atomic bomb against Hiroshima and admitted that extensive damage was done. Apparently, the damage was so great that the Japs aren't sure yet what hit the place, for they speak of bombs in the plural, though headquarters tells us that only one bomb was dropped. And a few moments ago, the Japanese Domain News Agency, in another broadcast from Japan, said that the atomic bomb was dropped by parachute and exploded in the air before reaching the ground. That's a Japanese explanation. Earlier, in an indirect reference to the amount of damage caused, the Japs announced that all railroad service in the Hiroshima area had been canceled. Well, that, at the moment, is about all we know of what happened when the atomic bomb landed in Hiroshima, Japan. More figures and revealing descriptions of the damage undoubtedly will be available later, when the skies above Hiroshima clear sufficiently for our airmen to fly over and view the results of their work. In comparison with this history-making development, other activity on the war fronts is practically routine in character, but it's just as important nevertheless. Tokyo tells of new Mustang fighter plane attacks against the Tokyo area this morning, and also speaks of British planes in action out there, perhaps British land planes flying against Japan for the first time. That's only a guess so far, for there's been nothing on this from headquarters. Headquarters does tell us of a B-29 strike against the big Toyokawa naval arsenal yesterday noon, and an attack against a port in Kyushu by some 400 fighters and bombers of the Far East Air Force based on Okinawa. Excellent results in both cases. Chinese troops have captured another road junction about 125 miles southwest of Canton, tightening their grip on a 50-mile stretch of the so-called invasion coast west of Hong Kong. Thus, the war against the Japanese goes on, but underneath all the news is a feeling of bigger developments to come as a result of the atomic bomb. Some Washington sources, for instance, are speculating that perhaps Tokyo itself, or one of Japan's other large industrial cities, might be the next target for the atomic bomb. In England, London newspapers this morning are speculating that a new surrender ultimatum to Japan may be likely soon.